You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is, try hard to control your tongue, part 3. My scripture is James 3, 1 through 12. My text is James 3, 7 through 8, which states, for every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. We are taught to think of the use we make of our tongues in religion and in the service of God, and by such a consideration to keep it from cursing, judging with condemnation, and everything that is evil on other occasions. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and there we curse we men who are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. How absurd is it that those who use their tongues in prayer and praise should ever use them in cursing, making false charges which damage another's reputation, and the like. If we bless God as our Father, it should teach us to speak well of and kindly to all who bear his image. That tongue which addresses with reverence the divine being cannot, without the greatest inconsistency, turn upon fellow creatures with abusive brawling language. It is said of the seraphim that praise God, they dare not bring an abusive language accusation. And for men to disgrace those who have not only the image of God in their natural faculties, but are renewed after the image of God by the grace of the gospel, this is a most shameful contradiction to all their intentions of honoring the great God. These things ought not to be. And if such considerations were always at hand, surely they would not be. Dutifulness is disgrace in all the shows of it. If there be not charity, that tongue overwhelms an argument itself, which one, while pretends to adore the perfections of God and to refer all thanks to him, and another, while will condemn even good men if they do not just come up to the same words or expressions used by it. Further, to fix this thought, the apostle shows that contrary effects from the same causes are monstrous and not be found in nature, and therefore cannot be consistent with grace. Doth a fountain set forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree bear olive berries, or a vine figs? Or doth the same spring yields both salt water and fresh? True religion will not admit of contradictions, and a truly religious man can never allow of them, either in his words or his actions. How many sins would this prevent and recover men from, and put them upon being always consistent with themselves? Regular exercise may lead to healthier belly fat, study finds. Researchers found people with obesity who frequently exercise had changes in their belly fat that reduced the risk of heart disease and diabetes. September 10, 2024, by Caitlin Sullivan. Regular exercises had less rigid or fibrous fat tissue, which all allows fat cells beneath the skin to expand to store fat, one of the body's primary sources of energy. While expanding fat cells may sound like a bad thing, it's actually better for health than having inflexible fat tissue. That's because if a person gains fat and the body can't store it in subcutaneous fat cells, it gets stored as a more dangerous type of adipose tissue called visceral fat. Visceral fat is stored deep in the belly and surrounds organs. Researchers have long understood that this fat type of fat is linked with worse health and an increased risk of illnesses like heart disease and diabetes. Having more flexible subcutaneous fat tissue therefore allows more fat to be stored under the skin where it's less harmful. The study also showed that fat tissue in exercisers had less inflammation and more blood vessels than in non-exercisers, another indication that regular exercise changed how the body uses fat. If you have more blood vessels going into these cells, it suggests they are metabolizing more, said Dr. Jamie Admondes, a medical director of the Weight Wellness Program at UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, who was not involved with the research. The means that regardless of their BMI, people who exercise more appear to better be able to use energy from their fat stores. Another indication of this was that they had more proteins involved with fat metabolism in their fat tissue, the studies found. Long-term exercisers were also more fit and had higher insulin sensitivity, which is linked to lower risk of diabetes. Their fat tissue also had less inflammation. People who exercise regularly appear to have much healthier subcutaneous adipose tissue, which would suggest that they have better overall metabolic function, said Dr. Ayush Basaria, an internal medicine resident at Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson Medical School, who was not involved with the research. It adds to the whole idea that obesity is a very complex subject and with many variables involved. So we should not be making blanket statements about someone's body type. The paper adds to a growing number of studies that show a person's BMI, or the amount of fat they store on their body, doesn't necessarily indicate how healthy they are. Not only have we already shown that the body fat distribution is important, now here is another layer showing that what kind of fat you have is important, and how much exercise you engage in can really make a difference, Vasario said. God sent Jesus to this earth, and he showed us how to live. He was crucified on the cross for our sins, that we may have a chance for eternal life. Let us continually try hard to control our tongues, because the tongue can do so much harm. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is Be Thankful. Our gratitude glorifies God as we exalt not the gifts, but the giver. No matter what you ask God for, you need to ask with an attitude of gratitude. You can ask God for whatever you need, but do it with a thankful heart for what he's already done. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." A lot of people want to know God's will for their lives. Here's step one, be grateful. This is God's will. First, be grateful for what God has already given you, your life, mind, freedom, food, clothes. Everything you have is a gift from God, so be grateful for all of it. The Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances. Notice, it does not say to give thanks for all circumstances. There is a big difference. There are a lot of things in life you should not be thankful for. For example, evil. It says to give thanks in every circumstance, not for, because God can bring good even out of bad things. There's a lot of bad in the world today, and these days you can see more of it than you think you could bear. You shouldn't be grateful for those things, but remember God is bigger than sin. He can bring promises out of pain, blessings out of suffering, joy out of sorrow, peace out of adversity, beauty out of the ashes of lost dreams, and he turns crucifixions into resurrections. God transforms the bad things in your life into good things and uses them for good. You can be grateful in everything for several reasons. First, God has a plan for your life. He can use everything in your life for good. The pain is not going to last forever. And if you know Jesus as Savior, you're going to heaven. And he's going to use even the hard things in life to build your character. Do you know what will help you to be thankful in all things? When bad things happen, don't ask, "Why is this happening to me?" Instead, ask, "God, what do you want me to learn from this?" When you learn from God, then you grow more like Christ. Then you'll be able to better see how he is working in your life and give him thanks in all circumstances. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But be encouraged, because the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and take purposeful action for his glory. Life is full of uncertainties, but you'll find that God's grace is sufficient, and trust in him is never misplaced. Stay encouraged, my friends. Be thankful and keep looking up. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, The Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasser Bradley Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Resting in